Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and I'm so glad you can listen today. I hope you had a joyous Thanksgiving and are looking forward to the holidays. The holidays are a great time to enjoy food and festive beverages while spending time with family and friends. Now, your choice of beverage for the holiday may include a new twist on an old beverage, beer. Craft beers are increasing in popularity. Today's guest knows a lot about creating these specialty beers since she is the co-owner of Tradesman Brewery, a newly created and opened nano brewery on James Island. Sarah Gail McConnell from Tradesman Brewery also has some great giveaways for the first five callers, so you'll want to stay tuned. Now, before we talk about some upcoming events, I want to talk about some employment opportunities at All Care Living Services. They've been providing certified home care with a heart since 1998, and they're a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. There are positions available right now. There are openings for CNAs, caregivers, companions, and home health aides. So if you want to earn some income and work with a great company, give All Care a call at 843-771-4271. Again, the number 843-771-4271, or visit allcareLivingServices.com. All Care Living Services can also help you if you need someone to care for your loved one, especially if you need to travel or simply need some extra time during the busy holiday season. Visit them at allcareLivingServices.com. Now, it may be winter, but local farmers markets are still going on. There is one in Awandaw tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's the Awandaw Farmers and Crafters Market. There will be local farmers, crafters, and food vendors from the Lowcountry offering homegrown and handcrafted items for sale in time for some holiday shopping. It takes place near the Tractor Supply Store on Highway 17 North, which is also near a great Dollar General that I have recently discovered. Again, the Awandaw Farmers Market tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, here's an event tomorrow in Somerville, guaranteed to get you in the Christmas spirit. It's the annual Handel's Messiah Sing-Along by the Singers at Somerville. It all happens tomorrow, 3 p.m., at St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Somerville. Tickets are only $10. Everyone can sing along and get in the Christmas spirit and bring a canned good to support those in need. Again, tomorrow at 3 p.m., St. Luke's Lutheran in Somerville. For more information, email tickets at singersofsomerville.org. Now, one of the most cherished holiday traditions is the Nutcracker. Here are two opportunities to see it in person. The South Carolina Ballet presents the Nutcracker, 7:30 p.m. this Friday, December 4th, and Saturday, December 5th, at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center. So you can enjoy the dancing toys and the mischief-making mice and waltzing flowers when the South Carolina Ballet performs the Nutcracker once again in the North Charleston Performing Arts Center this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $25. Visit North Charleston Coliseum PAC.com. Now, here's an event that teaches you some history and gives you a chance to enjoy some local beer. It's the 7th Annual Holiday Pub Crawl. It's 7 p.m. It's most nights of the week through the holiday season. You can tour bars and pubs on a 2.5-hour walk in historic Charleston by a licensed tour guide, and you'll visit 3 to 5 pubs, enjoy some delicious appetizers and local craft beer. And since it is the holidays, there are Christmas cookies too. Just visit pubtourcharleston.com. Again, pubtourcharleston.com. But you don't have to do a pub crawl to check out the latest beers in town. We have several local breweries who are brewing craft beers, which is now part of a $250 billion industry nationwide. And I know from having talked with today's guests before the show that there is a huge economic impact in South Carolina as well. It's actually more than the wine industry and the video game industry. Today's guest is Sarah Gail McConnell, co-owner and co-founder of Tradesman Brewery. She'll talk about her journey to becoming a brewster, and she has a great giveaway for the first five callers, so stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and we'll be right back with Sarah Gail McConnell of Tradesman Brewery.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Imholz. This is Let's Talk Boomers. And as I mentioned before the break, I have with me today Sarah Gail McConnell. She is with Tradesman Brewery on James Island. We're going to be talking with her today about really the popularity explosion of microbreweries. Actually, Tradesman is a nanobrewery, which is a new term I learned earlier today. We're going to be talking about that. So welcome, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me, Rebecca.
Well, thank you for being here. Now, may I call you Sarah or Sarah Gail preferred?
Sarah Gail.
Sarah Gail. Very good. Now, Sarah Gail, I've known you for a while through the fact you live in Mount Pleasant. I know the brewery's on James Island. And it was probably about in the last year that I learned that you had co-founded this new venture, Tradesman Brewery. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my husband and I started Tradesman Brewing Company probably in July of 2013, but we didn't open to the public until April of 2014. And that's because it took quite a little while to get through some of the government agencies. We sat on someone's desk for 2 weeks during the big federal shutdown.
Oh, wonderful. Isn't it fun starting a small business?
Yes, it is. But we opened with a bang, and everybody has been really kind to us and seems to really like our beers. And so we're excited about it. It's a venture that began as a home brewing hobby for my husband. So he homebrewed for 6 years to us starting our business.
Okay. And I like your tagline, well-built beer. What do you mean by that?
So we mean just that. Most of our beers are ales. We don't do lagers because it takes too long to do a lager for our small size, and we can't afford to tie up a fermenter that long. So we usually do ales, and they are just well-built, solid, great-tasting beer.
Okay, and so I guess for the novice, which I'm probably not even a novice, I confess to you that I'm not a big beer drinker, and back in my college days, I think I drank Meisterbrau, which was $1.99 a six-pack. So. However, with the popularity of craft beers and the fact that you have Tradesman Brewery, I've had the opportunity of trying your beers and some others out there. And I'm starting to like it because there are different flavors or intensities, I guess, of beer, more so than my college days, which I won't say when that was. So what is the difference then, Sarah Gail, between an ale and a lager?
A lager is a type of beer that is fermented longer and at slightly colder temperatures.
Is that a higher alcohol content?
Or? Not necessarily. Okay. It's just a different yeast is used. So you can make different types of beers based on flavors, strains of yeast, time of fermentation, temperature of fermentation.
Okay. And then an ale, again, it's just not fermented as longer and it's under different
ales
temperatures.
Typically are about 2 weeks start to finish.
Okay, mm-hmm. I see. And how long would a lager then be?
Up to a month.
A month,
maybe
okay.
A little bit longer.
Okay, I can see then why time is of the essence, as we always say. So that's why you've concentrated more in the ale. And now, you mentioned to me earlier before the show, you're a nanobrewery. So is there macrobreweries, microbreweries, nanobreweries? What's the difference there?
So truly, there's only macro and micro. So macro would be Anheuser-Busch, Miller, Coors, that size of a brewery.
Big ones.
Big ones, really big ones.
Big ones, okay.
Microbreweries are everything else, but much smaller breweries consider themselves nano breweries, just so that we can explain to the public exactly how small we are. So a microbrewery might be Yingling,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, Palmetto or Holy City. But we brew on a much smaller scale than they do because our brew house is smaller. And that a brew house is your boil kettle, your hot liquor tank, and your mash tun. That's the definition of a brew house. And so a barrel of beer is 30 gallons. And we have a two-barrel system.
Okay.
So we only brew 60 gallons of beer at a time.
Okay. So for you mentioned that your husband started out from home brewing
Correct.
The beer. So for somebody who's interested in starting something at home, what would you recommend to them?
We have two really, really great stores in town. One is Beer Engineer and one is Yeast. Beer Engineer is found on Montague and Yeast is found in Mount Pleasant off Long Point. And Peter and Kevin and Essie do a great job of helping home brewers out. We even still get some help from them if we find ourselves short a small amount of hops or short a little bit of something else that we need or a certain type of bag that we might use to put extra ingredients into the fermenter with. We can get them there as well.
Okay. So let's talk about the ingredients. I really had no idea how long beer had been around. Actually, several thousand years BCE. Isn't that correct?
That is.
So it started from the hops, barley, that agriculture system.
Grains.
Didn't it?
And
grains, the grains. Okay. So that's what makes our beer.
Correct.
Now, is that helping our current farming industry make a comeback? I've read some articles that shows that, yes, it helps the economy, beer does. Let's talk about that first then, the economy. How much is beer or craft beer, the microbreweries and nanobreweries, what is that contributing to the U.S. economy and South Carolina?
So we are 1% of the breweries in the country. The South Carolina.
South Carolina.
We're
1%.
Only 1% of the craft
1%.
Breweries
okay.
in the country.
How much is in Charleston? Do you know what that number might be?
I don't know what that number might be. But
we do like our beer and our wines.
Yes,
I'm sure
we do.
It's pretty high.
So having said that, in the last 2 years, the dollar growth that has grown has gone from $255 million worth of craft beer to $455 million of craft beer in South Carolina alone.
And what was that time frame again?
2 years.
2 years. Oh, my goodness. That's a huge positive economic impact to our state.
It is. And since 2013, we started with 8 breweries at that point. We're now up to 28 breweries, which means we've had a 200% growth in craft beer in our state. And that translates into tens of millions in capital investments and hundreds of jobs. So by introducing 20 more breweries, we've had that much of an impact economically in the state of South Carolina. And there's even more breweries in the works to come next year.
So you boomers listening out there, if you've always thought, I would love to learn how to brew my own beer, you too can try that. Sarah Gail McConnell has some great resources that she talked about. And I want to mention where you can find Tradesman Brewer. You're on James Island to learn about the different programs and what's going on, which we're going to talk about in a minute. You can go to their Facebook page, and it's Tradesman Brewery. Is
Tradesman
that right?
Brewing Company.
Tradesman Brewing Company mm-hmm. is their Facebook page. And their website is tradesmanbrewing.com. All right, Sarah Gail. So obviously with this large positive economic impact, it's wonderful. It's filtering out through the entire South Carolina economy in a positive manner. You all are also giving back, though, to the community. And I noticed that you had some programs out there. Let's talk about the giving back portion and what a brewster is and how that's part of your mission to give back to the community. Let's talk about a brewster. What's a brewster?
A brewster is a female brewer. And traditionally, brewing was a female dominated, I hate to say industry because it wasn't an industry. It was female dominated. It was the women who brewed the beer historically way back when.
It was a craft.
Because
and women did the craft.
Correct. And they managed the kitchen and they decided what ales or what, you know, they were going to brew to have in their house, in their husband's tavern, wherever they were going to be having or serving this drink. It was a woman's work, so to speak. And so there is a national organization called Pink Boots, and it's women in the brewing industry. And they do a beer, a brew every year where everybody across the world does the same beer. And it has to be a certain style, a certain alcohol percent, and it has to use a certain hop or hops to it. But then we're allowed each little segment that does it, whether you're brewing in South Carolina, in Charleston, or you're brewing in South America, is allowed to modify their recipe as long as it has those three ingredients in it or those three key points.
Okay.
So we're all brewing a similar beer on a on the same day.
But a little bit of uniqueness.
Correct. Okay. So that gets national attention and helps draw funds in so that we can provide education to help increase women in the brewing industry and provide resources for them. So Macy is an intern at Frothy Beard. She hosted with Frothy Beard the Pink Boots Brew last year. I was asked to do it with her, and I came and I brewed, and we had a blast. But the more we thought about it, the more we thought, okay, so yeah, this is on a global platform. Why not take those women that come into every brewery, sit on the other side of the bar, enjoy a good craft beer, have either wanted to do it but were intimidated by it because it is a lot of equipment, even doing it on a pot on your stove.
And it involves math, which I said, not my favorite subject.
there's things that'll help you with the math.
Okay.
But there's resources. But take that group of women who either enjoy it, have thought about doing it, have wanted to do it because their husbands do it, but their husbands are like, or their boyfriends or significant others were like, well, you know, the guys are hanging out and we're doing it today.
In the man cave brewing beer. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Pull them into the brewery and come up with a recipe and do our own beer on the big brew kettle. And then $1 per pint sold out of the tasting room goes to a local women's charity.
Oh, how wonderful.
So Frothy Beard has done it all the times that we've done it. And so they do a different type and style and flavor than what I do. So you could, what we hope to do is grow this so that the whole city will get in on it and even the whole state, because you could have 15 different beers in the same area, and one couple could go to all 15 places to try 15 really great beers and donate $15 to a local women's charity just by going and enjoying a good beer.
That's wonderful. We in the Lowcountry and Greater Charleston, we love it when businesses, particularly small businesses, hone their craft and then give back to the community. That is wonderful. I had no idea. I'd never heard about it until you and I had talked.
So we've already given to three charities. The point is My Sister's House, which is a charity for battered women.
Oh, yes. I know about My Sister's House.
And the Center for Women, which helps women start their own businesses.
Yes. So My Sister's House, Center for Women have been recipients of this program. And if I were to call it, I would call it the Pink Boots. Is that how I refer it? No.
That's the national organization.
Oh, the national. Okay.
So ours is called the Brewster Brews.
The Brewster Brews.
Yep.
And Brewster stands for what?
Building relationships and empowering women striving to exist responsibly.
Ah, right out, right, you know, first letter, the letters of Brewster.
And correct.
So building relationships, empowering women, striving to exist responsibly. I love it. Very good. Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Now, you have another program we touched on briefly before the show. It's a membership program. to Trace and Brewing Company. Tell the listener out there about that, because I thought this is really great.
So it is a membership program. For $150 a year, you can become a Tradesman Brewing Company union member. So you get a card that you can carry in your wallet, and on your card, it has your union member number, which every union member has a specific gravity number. And we go from 1.001 to 1.100. So some people are actually, one gentleman in particular, like Scotch Ale. So the original gravity of Scotch Ale is 1.056. So that was the union member he wanted.
Okay. So again, those numbers, but all right.
Yeah. So the card is also a bottle opener. You get a 64-ounce stainless steel double-walled growler. You get a t-shirt, you get some stickers, and you get 10% off your tab anytime you come in. You also get monthly membership meetings the first Wednesday of every month, where we either brew something special or release something that's going to come out later on that month that gives you, as a union member, first dibs at it.
Okay. And where are you located on James Island?
We're located at 1639 Tatum Street, which is right behind Claire's, which for those of us like myself who remember the old Exxons, it actually was an original Esso station.
Oh, I remember Esso. Okay.
So it's right behind Claire's, which is the McLeod Plantation is on one corner. Claire's mm-hmm. is on the next corner on the left, and we're right behind there.
Okay, so Tradesman Brewing Company, located 1639 Tatum Street on James Island. Go to their Facebook page, Tradesman Brewing Company Facebook, and you can learn more about the membership. If I want to get a gift for somebody, you can help me decide what gravity as well. Is that right, Sarah?
I could help you decide if there's a certain number that is their specialty.
Okay. Yes. All right. You'll help me with that. Good. Now, you have a great giveaway that you're offering to the first 5 callers. So tell our callers about that today, our listeners.
We're excited to meet the people who get to come in and get a 64-ounce growler and free fill.
All right. And what do they have to do to be one of the first 5 callers? What's the number that they need to call?
They need to call the number at the brewery, and that's 843-410-1315.
Great. I'm going to repeat that number again, listeners. It's 843-410-1315. 410-1315. That gets you to Tradesman Brewing Company. Be one of the first 5 callers. Get a growler. Get some free beer. Thank you so much for being here today, Sarah Gale.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Enjoyed it very much. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imhals. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. I'm here with Deborah Whitfield, a senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. Deborah, let's talk about the 55-plus community. One subject that keeps coming up is that selling and buying your home is just, well, frankly, overwhelming. Some people just want to give up before they even get started. So how do you help with these kinds of concerns?
Rebecca, you have identified a huge emotional block that I run into frequently. People just don't know where to start. There are so many unknown questions and fears that many seniors just give up. It's so sad, since it is not so complicated. If you have a seasoned SRES who is skilled and capable, they will carefully walk you through the process and ensure that each step is accomplished.
So, Rick, you know, basically selling, buying a house can be manageable if you have an expert to guide you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I am like a program manager helping my clients break down this experience into manageable chunks. Each event is very manageable, and before you know it, you're in your new home with a lot of freedom and fun. An SRES understands the needs of a 55-plus buyer and seller and can focus on their unique issues and skillfully help them move forward to the next step.
So seniors and those of us in the 55-plus community can actually move through a comfortable and predictable experience and not fear the unknown as much.
Yes, I have over 10 years of experience helping and facilitating my clients who have successfully and happily resettled. People have a reason to be careful. There is a lot of work and action, but I have been there with hundreds of customers. I will break out each step and guide and support you through all of the activities.
Well, Deborah, it's such a relief to know that some of our listeners can rely on a skilled SRES Seniors Real Estate Specialist like you to remove unnecessary stress and to support them to achieve their life goals. To learn more about Deborah Whitfield, call her at 367-4845 or visit her very informative website at 55plusrealestate.info.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.